3rd March 2026 was a day marked by significant economic and governance developments in India, with several key announcements and initiatives that will have far-reaching impacts on the country's growth and development. What makes this day particularly noteworthy is the breadth of areas that were covered, from revised GDP data to major investments in semiconductor manufacturing. Let us dive into the details of these developments and understand their significance. First, India released its revised GDP data using the new 2020-23 base year, showing a real GDP growth of 7.6% for 2023-24. This revision is crucial because it updates the methodology for calculating GDP, adopting the UN System of National Accounts 2008 framework, which includes a critical methodological shift to double deflation. This means that output and input values at the industry level are deflated separately, providing a more accurate measure of value added at constant prices. The revised series also incorporates improved enterprise surveys, updated corporate data, and better coverage of the informal sector. Remember this number, 7.6% real GDP growth, as it reflects the new base year's impact on our understanding of India's economic performance. The Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, or MoSPI, conducts GDP estimation in India, and the base year is periodically revised to reflect changes in the economy. This is not the first time the base year has been revised. Previous revisions include 1950-51, 1960-61, 1970-71, 1980-81, 1993-94, 1999-2000, 2004-05, and 2011-12. Double deflation is the recommended international standard, and India's adoption of it brings our GDP calculation methodology more in line with global practices. Moving on to another significant development, the 16th Finance Commission, chaired by Arvind Panagaria, submitted its report to the President, covering the award period from 2026-27 to 2030-31. The Commission recommended maintaining 41% of union taxes as the state's share, which is the same as recommended by the 15th Finance Commission. The horizontal distribution formula has been revised to include GDP contribution as a new criterion, alongside parameters such as population, area, forest and ecology, income distance, tax effort, and demographic performance. The Commission also recommended grants of 9.47 lakh rupees crore over 5 years, including local body grants, disaster management, and sector-specific grants. It is worth noting that the Finance Commission is a constitutional body under Article 280 of the Indian Constitution, constituted every 5 years by the President to recommend the distribution of tax revenues between the Union and states, and among states themselves. The 16th Finance Commission was constituted in December 2023, and its recommendations will have a significant impact on the fiscal federalism of India. The new GDP contribution criterion is particularly noteworthy as it rewards economically productive states, while the income distance criterion protects fiscally weaker states. Now, let us turn to the PSP reforms Ease 9.0, which was launched on 3rd March 2026. Ease, or Enhanced Access and Service Excellence, is a joint initiative of the Indian Banks Association and the Ministry of Finance, aimed at enhancing the accessibility and service quality of public sector banks. Ease 9.0 is built around the RISE pillars, responsible banking, inclusive finance, smart operations, and ecosystem development. A key focus of Ease 9.0 is the Global Capability Center, or GCC, strategy for public sector banks, enabling them to set up technology, analytics, and operations centers that serve their global operations. The State Bank of India has established its first GCC in Karnataka, leading this initiative. The GCC sector in India is significant, with 185 to 190 entities in the BFSI sector alone, making it one of the top GCC destination sectors. India's GCC sector is projected to reach $125 billion by 2032 and employ over 4.5 million professionals. This development is crucial for the growth of the banking and financial services sector in India, as it enhances the global competitiveness of public sector banks. On the same day, Niti Aayog and JICA signed a phase to move to advance collaboration on sustainable development goals, or SDGs, across India. This partnership covers six thematic areas: urban development and smart cities, disaster risk reduction, agriculture and food security, healthcare and WASH, climate change and environment, and digital transformation. Japan has been India's largest bilateral development assistance partner since 1958, providing official development assistance, or ODA, primarily through JICA. India has received cumulative ODA of 4.4 lakh rupees crore from Japan, and the bilateral relationship has been further strengthened by a $75 billion currency swap agreement and India's participation in the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework. The significance of this partnership lies in its alignment with India's development goals and its potential to leverage Japanese expertise and technology in key sectors. Niti Aayog, which replaced the Planning Commission in January 2015, plays a crucial role in coordinating India's development efforts, and its partnership with JICA is an example of how international cooperation can support national development objectives. In another significant development, Micron Technology inaugurated its assembly, testing, marking, and packaging, or ATMP, facility in Sanand, Gujarat, with an investment of 22,516 crore rupees. This facility is supported by the India Semiconductor Mission under the Semicon India program, which aims to promote semiconductor manufacturing in India. The facility will focus on packaging DRAM and NAND flash memory chips, and its establishment marks a significant step in India's efforts to become a major player in the global semiconductor industry. The distinction between ATMP and fabrication, or fab, is important to note. While fab involves the full manufacturing process of semiconductor chips, ATMP refers to the packaging, testing, and marking of already fabricated chips, which is a lower capital intensity step. India's Semicon program also includes support for display fabs and the establishment of Micron's ATMP facility in Sanand, Gujarat, is part of the country's emerging semiconductor corridor. 3rd March is also observed as World Wildlife Day, which commemorates the signing of the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora, or CITES, in 1973. The theme for 2026 was Forests and Livelihoods, Sustaining People and Planet, highlighting the importance of conserving forests and promoting sustainable livelihoods. The Indian Bison Festival was held at Debrigarh Wildlife Sanctuary in Odisha, coinciding with World Wildlife Day, and it is worth noting that Debrigarh is known for its population of Indian gaur, also known as Indian bison, which is the largest extant bovine species. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The new base year for GDP calculation is 2020-23, replacing 2011-12, and the real GDP growth for 2023-24 is 7.6%. The methodology for GDP calculation has been revised to include double deflation and the SNA 2008 framework. The 16th Finance Commission has recommended a vertical devolution of 41% of union taxes to states and introduced a new criterion of GDP contribution in the horizontal distribution formula. The EASE 9.0 reform agenda for public sector banks focuses on the RISE pillars and the GCC strategy. The Niti Aayog-JICA partnership aims to advance collaboration on SDGs across India, and Micron's ATMP facility in Sanand, Gujarat, is a significant investment in India's semiconductor manufacturing sector. Now, How does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The revised GDP base year, the 16th Finance Commission's recommendations, the EASE 9.0 reform agenda, and the Niti Aayogjika partnership are all relevant for the prelims and mains examinations. Understanding the methodology for GDP calculation, the significance of the Finance Commission's recommendations, and the implications of the EASE reform agenda for public sector banks is crucial for the general studies papers. The partnership between Niti Aayog and JICA is also relevant for the international relations segment of the mains examination. In conclusion, 3rd March 2026 marked significant developments in India's economic and governance landscape, from the revised GDP data to major investments in semiconductor manufacturing. These developments have far-reaching implications for India's growth and development, and understanding their significance is crucial for aspirants preparing for the UPSC examinations. The connection between these developments and the broader themes of economic growth, governance, and international cooperation is what makes them particularly relevant for the UPSC syllabus.